be more personally good for the soul than taking a walk in the woods with your dogs. One thing I'm sure of, your dogs agree 100% with that sentiment. Because of restrictions as to where dogs are allowed and leash laws, it's a sad fact that many dogs never get a chance to truly run off leash. And yet I would almost say that it's essential to a dog's full happiness and fulfillment to be allowed to run free. It can be hard to find a locale where your dogs can safely walk off leash, but it's truly worth the effort to find such a place. This is a 200-acre series of trails at a Franciscan monastery. For years I was afraid to ask if I could walk my dogs there, but once I screwed up the courage, I found the monks to be very welcoming. I guess if your order is named after St. Francis, you should be. But with a little effort, you'll find suitable places. Is there a farm nearby with a wooded area and or hayfields? Just go ask. If they say no, you can thank them for considering it and politely move along. If they say yes, treasure the gift they've given you. A holiday gift is always appropriate. Or maybe there's a way you can provide help in return, such as fixing something you see broken or helping the owners with their own dog. Many regions have wildlife preservation areas that allow dogs. Some county fairgrounds have large areas that are rarely used. One near me allows dogs to use the grounds for a small fee. While you're on the walk, just let your dogs be dogs. Let them run off the trail, leap over logs, experience all of the different types of surfaces, roll in the leaves and get all muddy. Look at this golden looking longingly up at the squirrel that escaped up the tree. He looks about as happy as a golden can get, and that's saying a lot. Bring a pocket full of excellent treats with you and call your dog back frequently, always giving it a big reward. This is a great chance to build value for those recalls because there's a lot to distract your dogs. Be a good citizen of the woods. My rule is, if my dog poops in a place where another person might see it, smell it, or step on it, I pick it up and carry it out. That's pretty well all the rules there are. Even if you have to drive 45 minutes to an hour each way to take your dogs for a woods walk, it's worth it for an outing on a weekend. And on your way home, as you recall your dog's pure joy at running free, you'll smile to yourself and feel so glad that you made the trip.